Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed University of Virginia researcher Richard J. Price, who has received a three-year grant from the Hartwell Foundation to further his research on an innovative method to treat pediatric brain tumors. In today's show, adapted from an article written by Ann E. Bromley, senior writer and editor for UVA's Office of Public Affairs, we discuss UVA's outstanding graduation rates among African-American students at all public universities in the nation. For the 14th straight year, the University of Virginia's African-American students posted the highest graduation rate among those at all public universities in the nation, according to the annual compilation published in the winter 2007-08 issue of the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education. The journal reports that UVA's graduation rate of 87% makes it the leader by far in successfully graduating black students at flagship state universities. William Harvey, UVA's Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity, pointed out, when comparing other Association of American Universities member institutions, the UVA graduation rate is the only public institution in the top 10. The next closest public universities are the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and the University of California, Berkeley, both with 73%, and the University of Michigan with 70%. The national average is 44%, compared to 63% for white students. The journal, using data from the National Collegiate Athletic Association, deliberately highlights public universities because three-fourths of African-American students in college attend them. Overall, UVA ranks 19th nationally, behind 18 private universities and colleges of varying sizes. The top group comprises 28 schools with black graduation rates of 86% to 96% posted by Harvard. In addition to comparing black and white students at highly ranked institutions, the journal analyzes the data several other ways, comparing by gender, comparing historically black colleges and universities to predominantly white institutions, and comparing different types of institutions. UVA reflects a trend across the country. African-American women's graduation rates are surging ahead of their male counterparts. According to data from UVA's Office of Institutional Assessment and Studies, 91% of black women graduate in a six-year period, compared to 83% of black men. The university's overall graduation rate is about 93%, which includes white and Asian American students. Nationally, the graduation rate for African American women rose to 48% compared to 37% of African American men. Peter Yu, Assistant Dean of African American Affairs, said, "We need to do more for males. Women utilize support services and resources much more than males." One of the key factors in the success of black students at UVA is the Office of African American Affairs' nationally known Peer Advisor Program. Associate Dean Sylvia Terry, founder and director of the program, said the Peer Advisor Program picks up where the admissions office leaves off. She credits the university's Office of Admissions to the integral part it plays in recruiting the best students. Terry said, "We want them to be successful and continue the excellence they bring to our institution. Our Office of Admissions is phenomenal in its work in recruiting students. They are attentive to students in responding to questions, presenting opportunities, and working with parents. Our office picks up in the summer writing families and inviting them to the University of Virginia family." Dr. Maurice Apre, who has headed African American Affairs since 2006, recently said his office's latest initiatives are designed to set the bar higher for black students, urging them to reach beyond the goal of graduating and improve their academic performance, take full advantage of all of the university's opportunities, and increase the number going on to graduate and professional schools. Despite the low national average graduation rate, the good news for African Americans is that those who graduate have a median income close to that of white college students. Terry noted one of the ideas of Freeman Hebrowski, president of the University of Maryland in Baltimore County, a leader in diversity in higher education, who said, "The importance of recruiting the family when attracting minority students to predominantly white institutions." She said, "We've done this for years." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us for our next show when we will discuss the research of Jessica Voorhees Norris, a PhD in forensic chemistry at UVA, who has developed a method for handling rape kit evidence that reduces part of the DNA analysis time from 24 hours to as little as 30 to 45 minutes. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.